It is Monday, May 13th of 2024. Brand new day. You're watching Guy's Daily Drive. Bam! And welcome everyone to Guy's Daily Drive. And I know this looks different than the way I've recorded the show before. I'm actually using all of the same equipment with one big exception, a huge, huge exception. And that exception is I am not in my Kia Soul because it is not my Kia Soul anymore. I've been looking for a very, very long time, as I have explained here on Guy's Daily Drive before, for a different car. I needed a car that had a few features that weren't really a thing in the Kia Soul from 2016. So there were several different cars I was looking at. And go ahead, kid. There you go. And I was looking at like a Hyundai, I think it's the Tucson. I was also looking at the Kia, the Sportage, the Kia Sportage. That was another one I was looking at. There was a couple of different Toyotas I was looking at. Damn, they were expensive. Same thing with like the Hondas. The Hondas were super expensive as well. So finally settled on the Mazda CX-5, and I've been looking at, you know, I go through a particular website who I won't mention because they don't sponsor, and it would give me all kinds of options for different CX-5s in the area. And last Tuesday or Wednesday, I saw one that I thought was really going to fit the bill. And I was talking to a salesman with that particular dealership. And finally on Friday, I was like, okay, I'm going to come look at the car tomorrow on Saturday. Well, unfortunately, it had been sold, that particular one. And the other one that they had a little bit of damage in the bumper in the front. And, you know, I mean, that didn't really bother me that much. I knew that they would take care of it, and the damage itself was superficial. So it wasn't like it was going to affect functionality in the car or anything like that, and probably would have gotten me a pretty good discount since it, you know, came in with some problems, or that kind of problem. So instead, he found a different CX-5 that was at one of their sister dealerships. And I took a look at it online, and it looked really, really nice. So I went out there Saturday afternoon. Now, for anyone who hasn't bought a car, the act of buying a car will take up, if you let them, it will take up the entire day. And a lot of that is because they want you to buy lots of pretty pricey extras. And, you know, it always comes down to, well, I mean, it's just a few dollars more per month that, you know, and it provides you with this and it provides you with that. And I always say no. So I say no to the car warranties. I say no to the gap insurance. And if you don't know what gap insurance is, that's this thing where if something happens to the car before you pay it off, then they'll, you know, whoever it is that's covering the car with this gap insurance will pay the difference between what you get from the insurance company and what you owe on the car. And it's like, no, I don't want that. There's things like, oh, well, we've got this special stuff that will keep the leather in your car and the car seats and all that nice and shiny and bright and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, I don't want that either. I don't want, it was like five or six different things that if you get them all, I mean, I was looking at a payment for this car for 48 months, you know, in the $400 range. If I had taken all of those things that they were recommending, it would have cost me an additional like $150 to $190 a month for all of that stuff. My payment would have ballooned up to almost $600. And they do lots of stuff to try to wear you down. And part of the reason why they keep you at these dealerships as long as they do. And the salesman doesn't push them that much. The salesman might mention them, but that's all he'll do. Where you start getting the high pressure for these things is when you sit down with the finance people. And I didn't do it this time, but if you can arrange your own financing outside of the dealership, you'll probably be a little better off than what the dealership will give you. Not always, but sometimes. I didn't do that this time. I was like, okay, I just wanted to get the process over with, and the few dollars I might have saved wasn't really worth going through the hassle. But I didn't get any of the rest of the other stuff. And they came back three or four times, each every time. It's like, oh, if it's about the payments, it's like, no, it's not about the payments. It's, I have used some of these services before, and I've gotten no value from it. You know, the car warranties, oh, it's good at every single Mazda dealer. Well, I heard that crap when I bought the Soul, when I did get the warranty, which was stupid. And I'm sorry that I did it. But the first time I tried to take it in, they're like, oh, well, that's not covered. You know, and that's the big part of it. And it's almost all pure profit. All of these things are almost pure profit for the dealership, or they get some kind of kickback from it. So just say no to all that stuff. Just say no. Anyway, so I got the car, and it was pretty late. It was after 6 o'clock. I got there at 1, and I left a little after 6. So the whole process took like 5 hours. And, you know, this is what they do. I have other advice regarding buying a car. In this particular case, I knew exactly what car I wanted, and it was this one, and it was at that dealership. But there's other things you can do if you just go into it cold, but I'm not going to go into that right now. So I got the car, and I'm loving it so far. It's got blind spot monitoring, which I really, really needed for, you know, I mean, I don't have a right eye, so having something that's going to help me keep track of what's going on that side of the car, that's a good thing. It has CarPlay. I would not get a car that doesn't have CarPlay at this point. And it also has assistive cruise control, which is basically you set a speed and you set how far you want to be behind whatever car it is. And the car itself has, I think it's LiDAR that shoots out front. And if you get closer to the car that's in front of you, it automatically slows the car down in cruise control. That doesn't mean that you can ignore what's going on around you. It does have lane assist, so it lets you know if you're starting to weave in or out of a lane. But what this basically does is take the issue of how fast the car is going in cruise control. You don't have to worry about suddenly coming up too fast behind somebody that's in front of you. It will adjust the car's speed to match, to keep however far it is that you've set it for. And I like that. You still have to pay attention, and don't rely on it in heavy traffic. There are some of them that supposedly will deal with that and, you know, just kind of keep you however far it is that you say you want your car to be in heavy traffic. I don't know if I trust it that much. I just got this car, and it's the first time I've had this feature, and we'll see if it does that, but that makes me really nervous, especially in heavy traffic. I don't like having or giving that little bit of control away. There we go. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see in the future if I go ahead and start using that part of it. But so far, I'm really, really liking the car. It is super, super quiet as compared to the Soul. The Soul was a buzzy little box. And don't get me wrong, I loved that car. I really, really did. I enjoyed the 6 years. Yeah, I had that car for 6 years. I enjoyed the 6 years that I had with that car. And it was a really, really big departure from the big family behemoths that I had been driving before. And I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss that little car. I highly recommend a Kia Soul. It was a great little car for me. That's going to do it for today. I think I'm going to have to come up with a different way to do Guy's Daily Drive, because I think this close-up view is a little just kind of like, right in your face. If you want to get a hold... Hold on. Here comes a bump. Boop. If you want to get a hold of me, you can do so by sending me an email, guy@mymac.com. You can also get me through social media. I'm on the X Twitters as Mac Parrot and Vert Shark. I'm also over there in Threads as, I think, Vert Shark. Yeah, I think I signed up. It's going to be one of those things over in Threads. Counter Social and Mastodon. I am Mac Parrot, depending on, you know, they both have their weird little quirks as far as what they do with how you can sign up and all the rest of that other happy stuff. But, you know, it's either going to be Vert Shark or Mac Parrot at most of the social media sites that you probably go to. If you want to help support the channel, don't have to, but I do have these car payments now, so you can do so. You can go to patreon.com/MacParrot. You can go and buy me a coffee, ko-fi.com/MacParrot. Or you can pay a pal at paypal.me/MacParrot. I really appreciate the fact that you have joined me today on Guy's Daily Drive. And I will see all of you next time right here in this car. On Guy's Daily Drive. Bye-bye.